discover the inherent power of God in you.
Whether there are challenges or not, we are still the same. We are constant. God is constant. God does not change. And that is the life that we have received. He says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is the same life we have also received. We are also the same yesterday, today, and forever. What kind of life? We are the same because we have the same life with Christ. So when you think about God, think about you. Because everything He is, that is why He told Abraham, He said, I am your exceeding great reward. God gave Himself as a reward to Abraham. And we are the seed of Abraham. Therefore, we have inherited God Himself.
Listen to Pastor Oti Boateng as Christ is magnified.
My eyes have seen your truth and your endless favor. You are true.
You are
to your word.
You are wondrous.
Your grace, you've loved and stormed me. And your greatness I've seen. You are true.
You are
to your word.
My eyes have seen,
and you're endless. You are true,
you are
to your word.
You are one,
your grace, you love.
Father, we are grateful. Father, we are thankful. Thank you for your marvelous, precious Holy Spirit with us and in us. We are grateful and we are thankful. Thank you for blessings untold upon our lives. As we hear your word, even in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. God has blessed us to be related with such wonderful people and to drink from the streams of pure streams like that of Andrew Womack. Hallelujah. And I don't know if you know Andrew. Do you know Andrew Womack? How many of you know Andrew Womack? Okay, some people don't know him. Can you find a picture and put it up? Last day I took a picture. I don't know if you have that picture. You can put it up if you have it. If you listen to him, you'll be blessed. You will learn a lot. You will know all the things I preach, because most of the things I preach are from him. Yes. Most of the things Reverend George preaches are also from him. Yeah. So if you know Joseph Prince, if you know Andrew Womack, if you know Kenneth Hagin, I mean, nobody's an original. So everybody learns from somewhere. And then you add up what God shows you more. That's how it works. You can't be an original. Turn and ask your neighbor, are you an original? Did you drop from heaven? Or you came from someone? Did you come from your parents? You did. Did you come from your parents? Or you didn't come from your parents? I'm sure your nose looks like that of your mom. And your forehead is like that of your dad. Eh? Or something. Or your uncle. Yeah. So we all come from somewhere. So that's how the ministry too is. Ministry is such that you must come from somewhere. Yeah. You must have people you can refer to. Fathers, pastors, shepherds, people who raise you in the Lord. People you honor. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid to mention their names because that is the truth. You get it? Uh-huh. So it's very important. You should also be able to mention some people's names in your life, that because of this person, I am where I am, or because of that person, I'm where I am. You should never be an original. Like, you don't have, there's no one you can refer to. Eh? Yeah, self-made. There's nothing like that. And never refer to people who have actually not done anything in your life. You see, when you're talking about your life, you don't mention your mother. You don't mention your father. Yeah, you mention other people. What does that mean? It means that you're a very wicked person, isn't it? Yeah, so you must make reference to the one whom you are supposed to make reference to. The Bible says to give honor unto whom honor is due. Today I'm preaching on honor. Yes, I'm preaching on honor. Give honor unto whom honor is due. Praise the Lord. Sit down for 2 minutes. But I'm sharing with you on honor. Honor, say honor. The title of my message is Give Honor to Whom Honor is Due. Give honor to whom honor is due. Romans chapter 13, verse 7. Give honor to whom honor is due. Render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due. custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. So you must honor those who have to be honored. There are people who have to be honored. And the Bible is teaching us to honor the ones whom honor is due. We are to fear those whom fear is due. We are to give tribute or tax to the ones whom taxes are due. Yeah. No, the Bible teaches us different groups to honor. One of the groups to honor are your parents. Okay, first group to honor, your parents. Ephesians chapter 1. I don't know if you've ever read it before. Ephesians chapter 1, chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Then he says, honor thy... You know, I preached these things some years ago, and I was really bashed, so I have not said it much after. But actually, go to verse 1. Verse 1 and verse 2 are not the same. I had some parents call me over the years when I preached. Many years ago, this is like maybe 12 years ago. I had some parents call, because this is in reference to those who God has given to you in the Lord. It says, parents, children, obey your parents in the Lord, those who are in the Lord. Then it says, for this is right. Then the next verse is, say, the next verse is to your natural parents. Okay? Your mother and your father. It says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment of the promise. So in the Old Testament, it never mentioned children obey your parents. You can look for it. It's in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. This is the Ten Commandments. In the Ten Commandments, God didn't mention children obey your parents in the Lord. No. It says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So Ephesians 6, 1 is not in reference to your natural parents, because verse 2 is what is in reference to your natural parents. Okay? Hello? Ephesians 6, 1 is like Hebrews 13, 17. Look at Hebrews 13, 17. Obey them that have rule over you and submit yourself. So when it comes, it says obey them. Okay? Hello? But when it comes to your natural parents, it says, honor them. Honor them. Have you seen it? Yeah. Honor thy father. Oh, you are not seeing what I'm saying. Is it clear for you? Yeah. Honor thy father and mother. I was really, it wasn't a small, because our church was mainly full of young people, children. So when I preached and said that, hey, you have to obey your spiritual leaders, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Hey. It was not easy for me at all. Yeah. I remember, you know, one that came up. A lot of issues, eh? Because of preaching, I tell you, you may not know the stress we go through and the calls we receive. Yeah. It's a very wild thing. So there are those you need to obey. Do you get it? But when it comes to obeying those that God has given to you, he tells you to do, to behave in such a... You may not know that we have power over your life. That's what you may not know. Hey! The church is very quiet. You may not know that we have power over your life. It's God who gives that power. You are not here for just being here sick. It's the Lord who has brought you. Before the foundations of the earth, God knew you. That's why you have to be very careful who you snub and who you shout at and who you insult. You have to be very careful. Okay, go back to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. It says, honor those, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. That is what you may not know. You may not know that we are watching for your soul. As they that must give account, you may not know that we will give an account for you. Then it says, that do your part, so that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. So like, do everything possible to make sure that those whom God has given to your spiritual leaders, those whom God has given to you, are happy when they think about you. Not sad or angry when they think about you. Can you read the Amplified? Obey your spiritual leaders and submit to them, continually recognizing their authority over you. That's what you may not know. You may not know that God has put us in authority over your life. Hey! You may think it's a joke, but it's not a joke. It's a very important thing. Yes. Reverend George has been put in charge of my life. Yeah. Bishop Doug has been put in charge practically. Those I've met physically. And I have a relationship with, have direct authority in my life. Yes, they can speak directly into my life. They can pour into my life. They can make corrections. They can do things in my life. And I should not play with such people. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So when you say someone is your shepherd, or someone is your pastor, or someone is your whatever, your bishop, it means something. It's not something to play with. Yeah, it's not something to play with at all. Their words make a difference. Okay? Tell me, but their words make a difference. Yeah. Their words make a difference. How you treat your... Do you know you'll be judged on based on how you treat your pastor? There are different things that you'll be asked in heaven when you stand before the Lord. All of us will stand before the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and ask your neighbor, neighbor, do you know that you will stand before the Lord one day? Yeah. You will stand before the Lord one day, and the Lord will be asking you some questions. One of the questions he will ask you is, how did you treat your pastor? Did you treat your pastor well? Maybe you don't. Let me show it to you. It's like you are surprised. Ah, it's in the Bible. Let me show it to you. I try not to say things that are not in the Bible. Tell me about the pastor tries to say things that are in the Bible. Wow. Okay, so go back to what we're reading before. It's in 2 Timothy what we're reading. This thou knowest that they, verse 15, this thou knowest that they all which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygulus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. But when he was in Rome, verse 17, he sought me out very diligently and found me. He says, Onesiphorus looked for me. Remember, go back. Go to verse 16. Let's read the lighter version. May the Lord show special kindness to Onesiphorus. So your pastor can pray that the Lord will show you special kindness just because of how you treated him. Or you don't understand. Paul is comparing two groups. The first group, he says that God is watching those guys. Remember, go back. Verse 15. As you know, everyone from the province of Asia has deserted me, even Phygulus and Hermogenes. Have you seen it? Then he goes to another person, says, may the Lord show special kindness to Onesiphorus and all his family because he often visited and encouraged me. He was never ashamed of me because I was in chains. Next verse. When he came to Rome, he searched everywhere until he found me. He looked for me. He looked for me. The pastor is saying that nobody looked for me apart from this person. Hey. So you have to look for your pastor. You have to look for your pastor. You have to call your pastor. You have to text your pastor. Yeah. You see these ladies wearing red like that? These are my protocol people. I traveled some time ago. 3 weeks I was away. Nobody texted me. They saw me. I've corrected them so I can say it. I said that, hey, so I've been away for 3 weeks. You didn't even find out how am I having running stomach? What is going on? What is going on in my life? Nobody texted me. They changed. This time, everybody's texting. I went away for 3 weeks. I was even tired of responding to their texts. Like, why are you texting me? Clap for them. They have done well. They have changed. Well, are you looking for your pastor? You may not be looking for your pastor. What you don't know is that your pastor is also going through some one or two stress that you don't know about. Yeah, one or two or three or four or five. Yeah. So a Christian is also going through something. He's a human being. It's not always that when he texts, no problem. Hello, pastor. I need this, I need that, I need that. All the time. Prayer, problem. Pray for me. I have this problem, this one. All the time. Even when it gets better, you don't say anything. We don't know. We are praying for things that have already happened. The Lord has blessed you already, but we are still praying. No communication. When he came to Rome, he searched everywhere until he found me. Next verse. Now, look, because of what he did, he says, may the Lord show him special kindness on the day of Christ's return. Have you seen it? May the Lord show him special kindness on the day of Christ's return. So how you treat your pastor will determine how you are treated before the Lord. And you know very well how helpful he was in Ephesus. I'm not the one. Is he not in the Bible? May the Lord show him special kindness. TPT. Let's read TPT. Just like it did so wonderfully as I rested in his house while in Ephesus. As you well know, may Jesus our master give him abundant mercy in the day he stands before him. Yeah? Clear. From verse 16. All right, let's read from verse 16. TPT. Nevertheless, so many times Onesiphorus was like a breath of fresh air to me and never seemed to be ashamed of my chains. Are you a breath of fresh air? To your pastor. Can you? That is anal.
or your pastor will say, you were breath of bad air. Hey!
This morning I was just in my hall, windows open, just enjoying the fresh breeze of morning breeze, 5 a.m. breeze. And then someone in the air was burning. All of a sudden, someone started burning something. I don't know whether that was burning something very bad. And then it just spoke the whole atmosphere. Are you a child of God who spoke the atmosphere of your pastor, or you bring fresh mint smell? Something. Ish. Should I go back home or I should keep preaching? I'm home. Yeah. Yes. Breath of fresh air. May our Lord Jesus bestow compassion and mercy upon him and his household. So there's mercy and compassion here on earth for you, just because you are treating your pastor well. Yes, here in his household. Next verse. For when he arrived in Rome, he searched for me until he found out where I was being held, so that he could minister to me. Yes. Minister to me. Minister. Give something to me. Bless me. Help me. Yeah. Wow. The whole year you have not given anything to your pastor. So say thank you. Ask your neighbor. Neighbor, what have you given to your pastor since the year began? I've been preaching to you since the year began. Have you bought me a cup of cold water since the year began? Pastor Eli has been preaching to you all this. Have you bought him a cup of cold water? Have you bought slippers for him? What have you done? You've not done anything. You know, the Bible says that those who are preached to, Galatians chapter 6, verse 5, if we are preaching to you, he says it is your responsibility. Galatians 6:6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Let's read other versions. We don't understand. Those who are taught the word of God, should provide for their teachers. They should provide for their teachers. Hello? Are you being taught the word? When you package offering, you go and give it to someone who doesn't teach you, you have a very big problem. It's like honoring someone somewhere and not honoring your own father in your house. Yeah, you are making a very big mistake. He says that one, those who are taught the word of God should provide for their teachers, sharing all good things with them. Can we read other versions? TPT. The whole year. Where is your gift? Where is your gift? Ask your neighbor, where is your gift? Where is your thank you gift? Like, oh, pastor, thank you for being a blessing to me. Thank you for teaching me the word. Thank you for explaining scriptures to me. Have you been enlightened since the year began? Or since you entered this church? Have you received anything that has blessed you and helped you, that has made you, that has stabilized your life? What has happened? Anna is to say thank you. Anna is to show respect. Anna is to bless. And say, I'm grateful. Thank you. That's what it means to Anna. Pastor Eli's birthday is coming very soon. You should be able to say thank you to him. My birthday is also coming very soon. You should be able to say thank you. It's not by force. There's nothing that is by force in the house of God. You can keep your money. These are spiritual principles that exist in the word. Okay? And if you understand the word of God, it is something that you would be conscious of. Become conscious of honoring your pastors, honoring those who have blessed you. It says, all those who are taught the word must share. It's a must. They must share all good things with their teacher. A sharing of wealth takes place between them. A sharing of wealth. You should share your wealth with them. Do you have PEV version? Plain English. Okay. All right.
Plain English. Okay. Version. It says, by the way, remember this too.
Uh-huh.
If somebody teaches you God's word, mm-hmm. you have to share your money and food and other good things with that teacher.
It's very plain. Please, we like this version. We are sorry for all that we said about it. Read it again. We like it.
By the way, remember this.
By the way.
If somebody teaches you God's word,
mm-hmm.
you have to share your money and food.
You have to share your money.
And food.
And your food.
And other good things.
And other good things.
With that teacher.
With that teacher, the one who taught you the word. Is it too much to ask for? How many of you have ever been to the Roman Catholic Church? Roman Catholic Church is into honoring of their pastors. It's not discussed. Everybody understands it. They do it even every Sunday. Every Sunday, people bring, what's it called?
offertory. So offering is different from offertory. Or, am I saying the right thing? It's different.
Yes.
They bring, what do they, what are some of the things they bring? People bring plantain, yam, goats, sheep, rice. Like as you are coming to church, your boot has some rice, some eggs. Yeah, because your pastor must eat or your pastor doesn't eat. Your pastor eats spiritual food. He's eating the word. 1 year fast. Hey. Wow. Yeah. The one who is taught the word must communicate with the one who teaches him.
Yes.
Amplify. Let him who receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support. Can you imagine? You must contribute to the support of your pastor. Or it's not in the Bible. Is it in the Bible?
Yeah. Yeah.
We are taught to honor. Okay? Let me show you some more. I have plenty of verses to share with you. I don't know if I'll be able to finish it up. So you must honor your parents. Remember, different groups to honor. First group is your parents. Honor thy, the Bible says, honor thy mother and thy father. You dear, don't honor them. Honor means respect. Honor means contribution to their sustenance.
Yes.
Support, helping them. This guy here, he honored his mother till the mother died. Yes. Huge hospital bills. He paid everything. That's why he'll be blessed. Jesus. Because it's a blessing. It's not, you don't even need to say in Jesus' name. Don't say in Jesus' name. It will happen practically. Even if you, I mean, that's how it is. God himself has plainly said it. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Next verse. What is the promise? Number one, that it may be well with you. That is prosperity. So it will be well with you. Yeah. All those who give to their parents. You have done your face like teaching God. Since you got married. No, listen to me. See, you marry a wife and you don't honor your parents. Are you okay? Is your wife the only person in your life? Are your children the only people in your life? Have you forgotten that you came from somewhere? Someone pushed you out. Someone paid for your fees. Someone helped you. Someone made you what you are. Those people must be respected. Those people must be treated right. Okay? Every man, something must leave you to your mother and your father. Don't say that they didn't look after me, so me too, I'll not look after them. Hey, you don't want blessing. The Bible says, honor your father and mother. But this is the first commandment with, it's the first commandment with promise. There's a promise attached to that commandment. The first promise is that it may be well with you. That it may be well. Do you want it to be well with you? Do you want to prosper? Your mother and your father, you should not joke with them at all. Honor. And honor simply means respect, value, pricing, putting a certain price tag on them. When they talk, you respect them. Yeah, you don't just say, my friend, get out. Who do you think you are? Did you even go to school? You didn't go to school. Me that I finished university, you want to tell me what to do? Hey! After he had paid your school fees, you are telling him that he didn't go to school. So he doesn't have a right to say what he's saying to you. You can sometimes I get surprised at some of the things that people say to their parents. Like it's a shock. It's unbelievable. You're shouting on your parents. Hey,
keep quiet.
Who do you think you are? Hey, lift your hand like this and shake your hand like this and slap your neighbor and say, why? Hey, you should honor your parents. You should respect your parents. You should say, yes, please. Thank you, please. I am grateful. You see, when you grow up, okay, the reason why the Bible doesn't use obey for your natural parents is because as you grow up, you leave obedience to honor. I mean, when you marry with your wife, whatever, your parents cannot tell you where you should keep your TV. Do you understand? Your mother enters your house like, hey, in our house, the TV is positioned to the east. Why is yours positioned to the west? Change it. They can't do that. You get it? And any parent who tries to do that is overstepping his bounds. Do you get it? So obedience is beyond. It's beyond them. You obey God. You don't. It's not parents that you obey. Because, I mean, as you develop, you can just do whatever you want to do. Okay? It is difficult for those who were raised in organized, highly organized homes where there's a mother, there's a father, there's a plan for the family and all of that. And it's like you are trying to get off the plan of the family. It becomes a very big issue. But every parent must understand that their responsibility is to raise their children to obey God. He says, I know Abraham. Genesis 18:18. God said concerning Abraham, I know Abraham. Look at Genesis 18, 18. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great nation and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him. Not after the Lord, after him. He was into obeying God. He was into doing God's will. He was into doing, he says, he will cause his children to do the things the way he does it, to follow him, so that they will do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. So our job as parents is to raise our children to know how to do justice and judgment, to be able to judge between right and wrong. Okay? To be able to tell. If your children, you raise your children, they cannot tell whether they are male or female. That's a problem. Yeah, that's the problem we're having now. I mean, they can't even, people have been raised in a way that they can't tell that they are, they can't judge whether they are male or female. They can't judge whether this is right or that is wrong. They can't judge. They have a problem with judgment. Everything is mixed up, powerfully mixed up. You can't understand. As something as simple as whether you are a boy or a girl cannot be judged, then there's a problem. Everything is subject to what you think or how you feel. Everything is how you feel. I feel like this. I feel like that. I feel like this. I feel like that. Your feelings will take you to hell. God didn't say as many as are led by their feelings. He said as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So you must raise your child to be led by the Spirit of God, to know how to do judgment, then justice, to be able to do justice. Yes, to minister justice. They should know when this person needs help. You see, these are orphans. They need to be treated in a certain way. This is an older person. I need to treat the older person. If you can't, you don't know how to treat an older person. Your parents failed. You don't know that you must respect an older person. The fact that the person is old means that you can't just talk anyhow. Do you see? You don't mock people who have disabilities. You are mocking someone whose leg is paining him. Hey, it means you were not raised right. But don't do that. I know that he'll be able to raise them. Then he talks about honoring your parents. Honor them. Just honor them. He says it comes with the promise of prosperity. You want to prosper? Honor your parents. Give to them. When you get your pay, take some. Buy some rice. Don't let your parents be looking for toilet paper. Don't let them call you for toilet paper. Toilet roll. Airtime. No, I mean, those things, it shouldn't be another discussion. I started honoring my parents very early by the grace of God. I was taught to, so I started doing it very early. And I can tell it has blessed me big time. Yeah. Before my father passed on some years ago, I mean, God gave me an opportunity. Treat your father well because he will not be there forever. Treat your mother well because he will not be there. You will miss them, you'll be surprised. Those of you who are fighting with your parents because of one thing or the other, now you are old enough to tell whether your father has made a mistake. You now can now tell that my father likes women. My father likes women. Bah. Now you can tell your father likes women. You can see to tell. Hey. Wow. What a shock. Did the Bible say, honor them when they have done all the right things? Even if your father is in prison, honor your father. Go and look for your father in prison. He stole because of you. To look after you. Hey. I'm going home. I don't think you like. Honestly. I feel like. Whatever your father is, I beg you, honor him. The Bible didn't say consider his ways and see if it be right. Check if he took care of you or didn't take care of you. Then you can, there's nothing like this. It's honor. Honor means what? Honor. Don't think too much. Yeah. Careful when you are judging your father. The one you are pointing to. You know, years ago, when I went to university first year, this is about 21 years ago, 22 years ago. I was into criticizing my father. I felt my father didn't do some things. Yeah. And I felt my father loved me well. My father fulfilled scriptures. He didn't spare the rod at all. Hey, my father really loved me. Anytime I saw my father, it was lashing. No, to be honest with you, I never had... The greetings is lashing. Never had conversations, whatever. What is that? I mean, we don't have those things. So I thought my father was a military man hired by my mother to come and beat me every now and then because he didn't live with us. You see, he didn't live with us. He had his own house. And my mother still has her own house, whatever. And he will come every now and then. And when he comes, it's like this. I was very stubborn. And he beat me into a pastor. I tell you, he beat me into being a pastor. Yeah. I remember several years later, after, you know, after I'd grown in a certain way, I asked him, Charlie, why were you beating me like that when I was young? He said, you know, I'm Kwesi. He said, Kwesi, what thing? If I had not loved you, you would not be like this. Yeah. And he was right. Because I was very stubborn. You see, I eat breakfast in my house. Lunch, supper is in other people's homes. Wherever I arrive, I eat and then I continue my life. I'm a traveler. I'm on a journey. I'm on the road. Hey! Kwesi the traveler. I'm traveling. I tell you, do you know cinema? Some of you don't know cinema. You know, there was cinema those times. This is late 90s, mid 90s. Okay? Yeah, mid 90s, I was not a child. I'd grown by the grace of God. And I could walk maybe 20 kilometers just to go and watch a movie. In fact, a car nearly hit me one of those on a Sunday afternoon. We had returned. We're coming from church. Everybody was in the bus. And I was getting down. I want to get down to go and look at the poster. You know, there used to be posters. They would draw. I don't know if you know those things. They would draw Jackie Chan with his kick and all of that. It's not like a digital photo. It's drawing. Someone has done painting on a board. Yeah. So I wanted to go and have a feel of it before everybody gets down from the car. So I got down. When the bus parked, I just dropped and crossed the road. And the car, I didn't look anywhere. You know, they tell you, look left, look right, look left again. I didn't look anywhere. I just came. You know, and everybody was shouting, hey, hey. I couldn't hear what they were. I couldn't hear all the things I was going. I was focused. I was going to watch the board. Yeah. I'll walk. Instead of going to school, we are at cinema. Operator, eh? You people, and when you're watching the movie, you see that the movie, the, you know, those times, cassette and deck, so you see that that some portion is not working. Everybody's angry in there, whatever, in the cinema. That was me. I mean, I could have easily become a very, some weird person. Yeah. My father took the responsibility of making sure that all the foolishness in my heart was driven away. I mean, today, they will say that to give mental health, whatever, all kinds of things. I don't understand what you people are talking about. If those things bring mental health, we should be in mental psychiatry by now. Yeah? I mean, they lash you and then they put pepper around your balls. Around your balls. Oops, like that. Hey! Then they put ginger in your buttocks. With pepper around your balls. Did they do something to you? Hey. I tell you. Those who are born in 2000, you don't know what you're talking about. They say you are grounded. What is that? What is that? Go to the corner. What is that? Which corner? Which corner? Go to the naughty corner. They will beat you in the naughty corner, you see. You know those secret type of, I don't know if you ever had that, you know, like you have done something wrong and you have come to us like nothing is happening, everybody's quiet. Everybody's quiet, they're like, I don't mind you. Then when you, it's either at dawn or something, you see your father come into your room, he doesn't have a cane though. All of a sudden the king will just appear from his back like Jackie Chan. Or you're on your way to the house and then your father just gets a neem tree. Neem tree gets a leaf, pack, and we have suffered though. It's not a small thing. At dawn. The action happens at dawn when you're asleep. They beat you out of your dream. Yeah. So when I got to university, I didn't like this man. Yeah. I was very good at chemistry. But I'll be shaking when my teacher comes. I couldn't stand like authority around. When authority is around, it's like, hey, is he going to punish me? Something like that. Because that was what I was used to. So I'll be doing my chemical reactions. When my teacher comes, I'll be shaking like this. I can't mix the thing. So I told my father, Charlie, because you beat me like that, it's like I can't do some things. So I was not happy with him. Then I met
a certain pastor in first year. He was white, he was an American, white American. And I had the opportunity of being in his fellowship. So I opened up to him and told him that, oh, this is, I don't like my father at all. Then he quoted a scripture for me, 2 Corinthians 3:18. I've never forgotten, 2 Corinthians 3:18. We all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. He told me that the one you look at, the one you look at is the one you end up looking like. The one you talk about and say things about is the one you end up looking like. You are seeing some bad things in your father's life or some things they did to you, and you keep looking at, you keep talking about it, you keep remembering it, you keep that, you are going to be an exact replica of your father. The image you are looking at, you change to become from glory to glory. So yours will be higher. You see, your father likes women. You like women more. You like men even. Yes. You like animals. You'll be surprised that you have feelings towards certain things. You have to be very, you have to be measured in what you say, what you think about. Because what you are saying is what you are going to become. What you are thinking about them is what you are going to become. When he said that to me that day, I said, I'm very sorry. I just apologized to God and then repented. I started treating my father well. Yeah. And my father blessed me before he died. Oh, yeah. Father blessed me big time before he died. So if your father and your mother are alive, please do something for them. Honor them. Okay? Respect them. Say nice words to them. No matter how some way you think they are, say nice words to them. Try and reconcile. It is honor. Love them. The one you love, you honor. Honor is actually something that comes out of love. Love begets honor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So that's it. Then you have to honor the government. There are different groups to honor. One is your parents. Because all these people were set up by God. The first institution that God set up. You don't like the government. The first institution that God set up is the family. That's why you must honor your father and mother. Then the second institution that God set up is government. That's why you must honor the government. Romans 13 verse 1. Romans 13 verse 1 is about government, honoring government. Let every soul, let's read the lighter version, NLT. Everyone must submit to governing authorities. Everyone. For all authority comes from God. And those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. You may not believe it. You think it's elections. So anyone who rebels against authorities, rebel against what God has instituted. And they will be punished. Yeah. Next verse. For the authorities do not strike fear in people who are doing right. It's the truth. But in those, of course, there are governments who don't do what they are supposed to do. But generally speaking. But in those who are doing wrong, would you like to live without fear of the authorities? Do what is right, and they will honor you. Next verse. The authorities are God's servants, sent for your good. But if you are doing wrong, of course, you should be afraid, for they have the power to punish you. They are God's servants. They are God's servants, sent for the very purpose of punishing those who do what is wrong. They are God's servants. Yeah. If you are into fraud, the government will catch you one of these days. We have to be very... You see, there's something called honest living. Tell me about honest living. You don't have to steal to make money. You don't have to. You don't have to defraud anyone to be rich. It's not correct. Do you know the New Testament principle? Paul said, let him that stole steal no more. The one who was stealing, he says, he should not steal anymore. But now he should work with his hands. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 28. Let him that stole steal no more. But rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. The one who is stealing says he should work so that he can have to give to others. Can we read other versions? NLT, TPT. If you are a thief, if you are what?
A thief.
This is a verse for you. Quit stealing. And you're stealing people's husbands. Stealing people's beloveds. Stealing people's money. Stealing people's laptops. I mean... It's a people's charger. People's laptops. It's very difficult to live with a thief. It's a very difficult, it's a very stressful thing to live with a thief. It's one of the things I don't like in my life at all. Yeah, it's very difficult. Like when you have banked your hopes on something that you are going to use, you have stored it somewhere. In your critical day, you go and look for it and it is not there. Where is it? Someone has come for it. Oh, Charlie. The real owner has come for it. Oh, Charlie. It says, if you are a thief, quit stealing. Instead, use your hands for good hard work and then give generously to others in need. Have you seen it? It's in the Bible. When the government arrests you, when you are caught, those who are into vandalizing things, there was a video of a guy who stopped a sign that has been put there for every car to stop when they get there. This guy has come to remove the stop sign and is dragging it to go and melt for, what do they call them? Aluminium guys. Those aluminium guys. You steal railway. There's one of the highways around and it goes over a certain bridge. It goes over a certain whatever. It's like a bridge that goes over another road. Eh? Some people were stealing the boats and nuts that have been used to secure the bridge. Apparently, the boats and nuts were about 250. They are stolen 200. It was left with just 50. So as the cars were driving over it, it's just 50 that are holding the thing. Yeah. Why will you do that? When you are caught, you see something. Don't get into those things. Are you a child of God? Children of God are into... Look at Acts chapter 10, verse 28. This is Acts 10, 38. This is what a child of God does. A Christian, spirit-filled, Jesus lover, Jesus indwelt. And he says, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. And he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He went about doing good. So we go about doing good. Can we read other versions? Jesus went around doing good. Other version. Show me something that says something more than doing good. He did wonderful things for others. He did what? Wonderful things for others. Are you a child of God? Is Christ in you? You do wonderful things for others. Not take things from others. Eh? Or hurt others. Do things that will hurt people. It's not correct. One day you get into trouble. Why are you moving the boat and nuts? Have you seen how dark? I didn't realize how dark Accra had become until when I left and I came back. I realized, I'm driving, but I'm not, my lights. So I was wondering if my light was working. I was checking my lights, my car lights. But my car lights, everything is fine. I realized that this whole place is dark. People are removing what? What are they removing?
There's this connector, which is in the pole. It's in place at the back. They will remove it and they remove the connector to go and sell. And then the light will go off.
Can you imagine what is serving all of us? The whole place is dark because some individuals, you wonder, what is going on? I pray that they will all be caught in Jesus' name. They have to be arrested. No, it's wrong. You are pulling cables to go and sell. Do you know that they are... if you put a metal strip on a place, on a gutter, today, you may not meet it tomorrow. Because these guys who melt whatever, steal that thing. So these days, I've seen people bolting it. They bolt it to other, do other things to secure it. Even air condition. Hey, I know a church, they stole all the air condition units. It's wickedness. Don't do those things. It's not honor. Yeah. He says, you must honor those who are in authority. Yeah. Okay? Go back to that place. Yeah. Romans 13, verse 4. They are God's servants sent for the purpose of punishing those who do what is wrong. Verse 5. So you must submit to them, not only to avoid punishment, but also to keep a clear conscience. Keep a clear conscience. These are verses in the Bible. I'm not the one saying it. Next verse. Then it says, pay your taxes. Pay your taxes too. Pay your taxes too. For these same reasons. Because when you are also caught, and you are not doing what you are supposed to do, you will be in trouble. For government workers need to be paid. Government workers need to be paid. They are serving God in what they do. Because if they also should decide not to do what they are supposed to do, you will see the chaos. That's why you must honor policemen.
You don't want to hear it.
It's not a small thing to be a policeman. I had an experience. Okay. Years ago, we lost about $100,000 within a day from two people. And we
we took it to the police station. We arrested them, Pastor Alex. Were you the policeman or Pastor Kobe? Pastor Kobe, Kobe acted as a, because the police book couldn't come. They said we should go and arrest the person and bring the person. Yeah, it's not their fault. You, I'm coming, you understand? So we had to go and arrest the person and bring the person and all of that, a lot of things. My docket that I had gone, they had filed for me, was on top 2 weeks prior. Okay. I went there after 2 weeks and they couldn't find my docket because my docket had vanished. The number of cases that had come within the 2 weeks was so much, it had swallowed mine. So when I went and I said, oh, this case was, yeah, the inspector said, yeah, I remember. Oh, Charlie, you're welcome. Let me look for your docket. He started taking, so he would take about 10 off. Look 10, then you take it off. Look another 10, another 10, another 10. He comes to about 50 more case files. 2 weeks. When I saw, I said, hey, all these cases came in the last 2 weeks. He said, yes, this is what we deal with. We are overwhelmed. We can't do much. We are overwhelmed. We can't do everything. Then I said, I'm sorry. Yeah. From that time, I decided to treat police people right because they really go through a lot. It's not a small thing. You can't, do you think it's easy for someone to be holding a gun, firing, and they say, you are the one to go and collect it. Go and stop the guy and collect the gun. That's why when you call, they'll say, madam, go and hide somewhere, And then, when it goes away, then you call us and then we'll come. And there's no patrol in the area. Travideo, madam, do video and send it to us. We'll see what we can do. You think it's a small thing to go and collect? You don't think about your father, your children and your wife. It's not a small job to do. He's also married. He also has children. He's thinking about his family. You must, when you see them by the roadside, stop and give them something. Don't wait for them to stop you. Hey. That is how you should be thinking. Yeah, they are serving. They are tired. Yeah. Me, when I'm traveling a long journey, I have money for them. And I stop. I intentionally stop. You can ask. I intentionally stop and then give them. And then continue. And they're always happy. Yeah. Because I know their struggles. I've seen it. We should buy chairs and go and fit. We did some time ago. We'll buy TVs, whatever. Chairs. Take it to the police station. For them to have comfortable things to sit on. You should see the things they're sitting on. Yeah. I entered a certain doctor's office. I was sad. This is a doctor. The person has gone to school for 25 years. And said, doctor, whatever. Hey, I went to the person's office. I said, how can this be an office? It's like a hen coop. It's not a small thing. Yeah, strong, hard tables, hard chairs. We must honor these people. I tell you. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They don't even have plastic chairs. It's wood, hard. Like the one you were sitting on when you were in primary school. That's what they are sitting on. Benches. Yeah. So we should do something nice. Let's do something nice for them. What do you think? Then the next group are your pastors. Obey them that have the spiritual will over you, right? Okay, let me show you one or two verses. Hallelujah. How you treat your pastor is very important. Okay, so look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord. You see, it's like parents in the Lord. And admonish you. Next verse. He says, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake and be at peace among yourselves. Can we go to the Amplified from verse 12? Now also we beseech you, brethren, get to know those who labor among you. Recognize them for what they are. Acknowledge and appreciate and respect them all. Your leaders who are over you in the Lord and those who warn and kindly reprove and exhort you. Verse 13. And hold them in very high and most affectionate esteem, in intelligent and sympathetic appreciation of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Hold them in very high and most affectionate esteem. Honor your pastors. Respect them. Because that is an institution that was set up by God. The first institution is family. That's why you must honor your father and mother. Second institution is government. That's why you must honor the government. Honor government officials, respect them. Don't you, when you say honorable, mean it. Mean it. It's been measured in how you treat them. It's very important. Yeah. Then the next group is the church. God set up the church too. He says, honor the ones who are feeding you with the word. Okay? Respect them. Give them double honor. Go to 1 Timothy 5, verse 17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. when it comes to this, honor them doubly, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Can you read other versions of this? Elders who do their work well should be respected and paid well, especially those who work hard in both teaching, preaching, and teaching. So it's those especially, so honor everyone, but especially those who preach to you and those who teach you. That's what I was asking you at the beginning. I've been preaching to you since the year began. Have you given me any water to drink? Have you bought water for me before? I'm not saying come and buy water for me. It's just a question. It's a rhetorical question. But when you hear that they are doing the 15th opportunity, we are going to honor our father, our pastor, or want to honor our pastors, or want to honor Pastor Eli, or honor this person. There's a system in our church, or if you don't know. I'm the pastor of the church with my wife. Then Pastor Eli and Pastor Eugene are right beneath us. The four of us form something called the Senior Executive Council. Maybe you don't know. Then there's a council, the Executive Council, that has Pastor Mark, Pastor Kobe, Pastor Alex, Pastor Kofi, Pastor Eben, Pastor who? John, Pastor Danny. Who is Pastor Danny? That's Zonal. Yeah. And then there's Zonal Council. So they are mentioning Zonal Council members too. Do you see? Then we have branch pastors, then we have pastors, then we have shepherds, whatever. There's a system. Hey, if you hear anybody preaching anything, it has come from me. In our church, you can't preach whatever you want to preach. Because we believe in 1 Timothy 2, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. Look at 2 Timothy 2, 2. You have heard the teachings that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to pass them to others also. Let's read King James. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. So there's something that has been committed to these people. Pastor Lee doesn't just come and preach. What he preached last week, I told him, preach this one. The week before, I told him, preach this one. Exactly. So even though I'm not here physically, I am dictating what is going on. Because I am the pastor of the church. Whether you like it or not, it is yours truly. You may not like me. You may think I'm some way. You may think whatever. I don't care. Go away. I'm the one whom God has appointed to be the pastor of the church. Yes. The same there's an information that has been communicated that has brought the things in the church. Yeah. There's something that has been preached that has made the people. Do you like these pastors that you have? They didn't come to the church as pastors.
At all.
Did you come as a pastor?
No.
How about you?
No.
How about you?
Shabu drama.
He was a shabu drama. That was what he was. He plays drums here this Sunday, then he goes to another for money. Then go to another church and play for money. Then go to another church to play for money. That was the type of person he was. Today he's settled. He has a beloved. Oh Lord, thank you. Oh Lord. My prayer has been answered. Hallelujah. He says that people who are preaching to you, I am the original preacher of the church, if you don't know. All these people, none of them came as a pastor. My preaching and teaching by the grace of God has turned all of them into pastors, turned all of them into shepherds, turned all of them into branch pastors, into missionaries, into whatever. Hey. Sit down for 2 minutes. Wow. Man. Anna, the ones who preach and teach. Okay? What do you think about what I'm saying? Go back to 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. Especially those who labor. It says, let the others that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. Especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Look at the next verse. Verse 18. For the scripture saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. For thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. I've been laboring. We have all been laboring. He says, don't deny us of our reward. Hallelujah. What is my reward? Your money. Where is your money? Where is your car? Where is your shoe? Where is your house? You got breakthrough. You have forgotten your pastor. Where is your... He says, if I be a father, where is my honor? Hello? Yeah. Malachi chapter 1, verse 6, I believe. If I be a father, where is my honor? A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? You've been around for a long time. You have never come to say, thank you. This is my offering. Someone said to his pastor, when I see the way you dress, I'm afraid of even honoring you. Because I feel you have so much. What will my $100 do for you? Yes. A person opened his mouth and said that to his pastor. I went to preach somewhere. I insulted all the people there and ran away. Yeah. I just, because they are the ones who were saying that about their pastor. Oh, I want to walk. Pastor, it's not that we don't want to. We want to give to you, but when we see the way you dress, so you want your pastor to be dressed in rags before you know that he has need. You want him to be John the Baptist type of pastor with supporter. Preaching, what would you preach here with supporter before you know that we need trousers to wear? Yeah, that was what they said. Anna has nothing to do with meeting a need. You are not trying to meet a need in the one you are Anna. And Anna is wasting money on someone. Is what? Wasting money, wasting time, wasting gifts. Just waste it on the person. Because the amazing thing about Anna is that what the person is enjoying, you start enjoying. The key to accessing the power of God in a man of God's life. There's nothing like a powerful man of God. It doesn't exist in the world. There's no man of God who is powerful. Because we are not fetish priests. We don't eat power. It's fetish priests who need to eat power. Differently, we have to kill this person and get more power. Do this, you get more. We don't have that. Men of God, we don't have that. There's nothing like that. There's everything like an honored man of God. There's no powerful man of God. There's an honored man of God. When the man of God is honored, the power of God in his life starts working in the people's lives. Hello? What did I say? When a man of God is honored, the power of God in his life works with the people who honor him. That's how it works. You want the power of God to work in your life, you need to honor your pastor. Someone say, hey, you are saying what you wanted, whatever you want. Let me show it to you. Luke chapter 10. Go to Luke chapter 10. Let's read from verse 2. Okay, let's read from verse 1. It will be nice. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them 2 and 2 before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. This is the ministry. One of the reasons why you must honor your pastor is because he's working in a very hostile environment. He's working as a lamb amongst wolves. Next time I'll talk about it into detail. Okay? Go to the next verse. Carry neither purse nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. In other words, don't rally around any man's resources. Go without purse, go without scrip. Is it that Jesus doesn't want pastors to eat or pastors to wear sandals? No. The sandals and the eating and everything is in the place where he's being sent. Look at the next verse. And into whatsoever house you enter, first say, peace be unto this house. And if the son of peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall return to you again. And in the same house, in the house that they receive you, wherever you go and they receive you, he says, remain, eating and drinking such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. Jesus says, wherever you go and you are received, stay there and eat there. Your food is there. Your drink is there. Your clothing is there. Your purse is there. So whoever God sends to you, his clothes are with you. What I'm wearing is a gift. My shoe is a gift. My clothes are in the mission. Do you understand? My clothes are in the mission. My money is in the mission. My cars are in the mission that God has given to me. My houses are in the mission. You owe me a house, I tell you. Tell anybody, you owe Pastor a house. Tell anybody, you owe Pastor Alex a house. You owe Pastor Ellie Kem a house. You owe Pastor Eugene a house. You owe Pastor Yvonne a house. You owe all these people houses. Oh, it's like you don't want to say. I know what I'm saying is new to some of you, but I'm showing you what the scriptures say. Okay? Yeah. Go not from house to house. It's not somewhere. It's with the people. It's with the people. Look at the next verse. Then it says, and into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you. The power is dependent on whether you are received. And they receive you. It says, eat such things as are said before you. Eating is honor. When I come to your house and you serve me, you have honored me. When I come to your house and you give me a gift, you have honored me. When I'm leaving your house and you buy me a car, you have honored me. He says, into whatsoever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are said before you. Next verse. Then it says, and heal the sick that are therein. Power starts flowing because they received you and honored you. Heal the sick that are therein.
and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. You cannot proclaim the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of God will not be explained to you if you don't honor or receive the one that God has sent to you. The key to understanding is receiving the one that God has sent to you. The Ethiopian eunuch had to receive Philip. Even though Philip had been sent by God to him, he had to receive Philip and honor him by letting him sit by him. Do you see?
Yes.
So honor, the one you honor, you will have the power of God in his life flowing to you. Power cannot come. Heal the sick comes after they have eaten. Isaac is ready to bless Esau. He tells Esau, go and make food for me. Come and give me food. Let me eat for my soul to be satisfied, and I'll bless you. Where is your venison? You want blessing? Where is your venison? You want honor? Jesus' greatest miracle was done for those who honored him. The power of God. You see, Jesus called Lazarus out of the dead 4 days after he had died. 4 days. It was not done for any other person apart from Mary and Martha. Those who fought over his feeding. Those who fought over how to keep him. Those who fought over his housing. Those who were always worrying and thinking about him. Those who loved him. The Bible says that. The Bible is very specific. It says, now Jesus loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, their brother. He loved them. Why do you think he loved them? There was general love for everybody. He had love for everybody. But the Bible is specific. John chapter 11. Go to verse 5, I believe, or verse 4. Verse 5. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. There's no place where the Bible talks about Jesus loving individuals. Check. Is there anywhere you have seen? I've not seen. Maybe you have seen. You can tell me. But there's no place where the Bible mentions that Jesus loved somebody. Not even the disciples. There's no. It is John who said that the one whom Jesus loved. But Jesus never said, I love you. Or it was not said that. And John is the one writing this. It says, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Why? Because they are the number one people who honored him. It is Mary who came to wipe. Do you know what it means to kneel down in front of people? You come, you kneel down before your pastor, then you use your tears to wash his feet, you use your hair to wipe his feet, whilst everybody's looking on. Hey, and then you buy expensive bottle of perfume, 1 year. 1 year salary worth of perfume, and then you pour it on his head.
All in one day.
The history says that those perfumes, you open it, and then the smell goes into the room, and then close it. You don't pour it. Use it for a long time. This woman came and poured it on Jesus. In one day, just like that.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, because she has done this, then she'll be honored. There's no disciple had Jesus saying that you remember. Wherever the gospel is preached, you'll be mentioned. There's nobody. It's only Mary. Jesus said that wherever this gospel will be preached, this one will be added. Anna will be added. She honored me. She respected me. She spent on me. Judas was saying, why wasn't this? What is the meaning of this waste? Judas called Anna waste. That is why he dishonored. Yeah, he dishonored Jesus completely. Hallelujah. Do you like my message or don't like my message? Yeah, when you receive the person, now the miracles can happen. Yeah. There are those who honor me in the church. I know a lot of people. When I say, this will happen in your life, even when I'm joking, it comes to pass. One of our ladies, I told her, you'll be pregnant soon. She's pregnant. Sure. Yeah, I was just playing with her. I said, Charlie, this trip, you are not coming back from this trip without getting pregnant. You remember? Do you remember? Yeah. She was like, I said, no, you don't beg. This one. You have to get pregnant. She's pregnant. She texted me, I'm pregnant. I said, wow, I was just playing.
For example,
another of our ladies. When I saw her, I said that, I feel like you're going to get pregnant. We're just playing. Yeah, so those people are very careful. When I say something, Bishop, I beg. Yeah. Because it's like we are just playing, but it's actually very, very important, very powerful. And it just works in their lives. Yeah. Just watching your life. Even you. I was playing with her. One day she came to my house. She was looking so nice. I said, hey, you'll be pregnant soon. The way you're looking nice, you'll be pregnant soon. Not less than a month, huh?
Yeah. Every time. All the three of them.
He has three children. And all three children, I just played with her. That, oh, you'll be pregnant soon. Oh, yeah. And she was pregnant. There are people, do you know PCOS? PCOS, polycystic ovarian
something, syndrome, whatever. Is it correct? Yeah. There are people in this church who have PCOS. They have given birth to 3, 4. Yeah. Because when they come and see me, oh, Charlie, go and give birth. Go and have sex, get pregnant, be blessed. There's no nothing. They just give birth by the grace of God. Because they honor me, they respect me. They think I am something. They think I'm a prophet. And there are those who ignore me, like, oh, who is this guy? He's nothing. Oh, he's dying. Oh, he's talking. He's doing. That's why something. You say I'm your pastor, you don't respect me. You say I'm your pastor, you're thinking somewhere about me. Hey, this guy, it's up to you. Jesus said, Jesus was not honored in his hometown. Luke chapter 4. He said that a prophet, no prophet is accepted in his own country. Eh? Then he said, look at the next verse. He said that, but I tell you the truth, many widows were in Israel. Many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah. There were many widows who were dying when Elijah had closed the heavens. Elijah closed the heavens by free of charge. Huh? He says, there were many widows in Jerusalem, in Israel. Eh? When the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months. When great famine was throughout all the land. Next verse. But unto none of them was Elijah sent. Unto none of them. So God knows those who honor his servants. He didn't send Elijah to. It was God who sent Elijah. He didn't send Elijah to anybody in Israel. He sent Elijah to a foreigner. Save unto Zarephath, a city of Sidon, another country, unto a woman that was a widow. And that woman received the blessing of supply. The blessing of what? In the midst of famine. Why? Because she honored the servant of God. Jesus is talking about Anna. Then he says that, and Elisha, and many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha, the prophet. And none of them was cleansed, except Naaman, the Syrian. Naaman was from Syria, not from Israel. Foreigners. They were even enemies. Yeah. But the prophet's prophecy worked for Naaman. Naaman came all the way from Syria and came to be cleansed in Israel. When there were other lepers in Israel, they didn't think Elisha was anything. They didn't think he was anything. Yeah. One day someone brought me 40,000 cedis. A pastor from somewhere. He brought me 40,000 cedis with his people. He came to my office, whatever. Then he came to give me money. When I checked, it was 40,000 cedis. When he presented the money to me, I don't know what is inside. I'll pray for you, whether it's one CD or whatever. I'll just pray for you as the Lord leads me. So I prayed for him. I prayed for super abundance. Do you know that when he got home, the following day, someone came to his site and gave him 200,000 Ghana cedis. Then another person came to his building. Another person came. He said, I like what you're doing. These are people he doesn't know. I like what you're doing. I want to be part of it. Give 100,000. So he got 300,000 after 2 days of coming to give. He just honest me with money. Yeah. Someone is calculating. 40 to 300. Pastor, I'm coming. It's 1:6. I'm noticing it's 1:6. I'll do 100. I beg you. It's not like that. It's not like that. Anna, you only honor the one who has blessed you. If I have not blessed you, you can't honor me. Galatians 6:6. Look at Galatians 6:6. Let him that is taught. If I have not taught you, you can't honor me. If you don't think you've received anything, don't give anything. Don't honor. It's only those who believe that they have received something are the ones who are to honor. And when they honor, they'll receive something. You don't just give something because you want something. Don't try to buy the anointing or buy the power of God. You can't. Simeon the prophet, the sorcerer. Simon, is it Simon or Simeon? Which one is it? Simon, right? Simon the sorcerer tried to give, he gave money to receive the gift, to receive the power. And he was cursed. So, it's a very dicey thing. You don't just give. If you don't think you have been blessed, don't give anything. If you think your life has changed, you've had a change, you've had something come into your life, you've been blessed, you've received something, then you honor. Okay? Yeah. Last year, during my birthday, when people were honoring, I noticed it was a certain section of the church that honored me. A mass aspect of the church did not honor me. So I got to know that I have not blessed them. I realized I've not blessed all these people. About 80%, 90% of the church, they didn't give any. When I checked, I realized, oh, it's just shepherds who give. It means that the shepherds have blessed. The rest of the church members have not been blessed. So it was an information for me to be a blessing to the church members. So if you have not been blessed, don't give. Because you may not get anything. Okay? This guy I mentioned, the one who came to give me this 40,000, he's always listening to my messages. Another man of God came. He heard I was traveling. And he came to my house, gave me £1,000. £1,000. I didn't know what was in it. When he went and I counted, I realized it was £1,000. He heard I was going to England. So he brought some pounds. When he got to his house, someone brought him $5,000. So he sent me a picture. He said, he took a picture and sent it to me. He said, Papa, he calls me Papa, look at what has happened. This is the first time I've received $5,000 together. Thank you for allowing me to honor you. I said, my brother, you are blessed. It is only those who have received something who can bless. You will not get anything. Yeah. As I'm preaching, I'm seeing some people who honor me. Every month they send some money to me. I've watched one of these people. I mean, the honor, it used to be, let's say 200, whatever. It's gone up as a time. It means that the person is being blessed. Do you see? Yeah. It means that the person is being blessed. That's what it means. Yeah. So, honor comes from those who have been blessed, who have been imparted. If you believe you have been imparted, you've been blessed, don't just say with words, thank you for. Don't just send a message. Stop sending me messages. You are giving me a problem to answer. I can't answer. I'm sorry if I've not replied. Convert it to money. Convert your message to money. What do you think? Or I should stop talking. Wow. Huh? Anna. You should see me going to honor my pastors. Those who have blessed me. Yeah. I go with my box. I'm going to honor. I go with money. Yeah. I don't go with my mouth. God bless you for blessing me. Oh, you've been a great blessing in my life the whole week. Oh, bless you. Amen. No, God bless you for being a blessing to me. This is my gift to say thank you. Thank you so much for being a blessing for me. Thank you for helping me understand what the cross is. I told Reverend George, I would have been preaching something else if I didn't know you. Yeah. I wouldn't have known about Jesus Christ if not for you. No. If I be a father, where is my honor? There are those to whom honor is due. When you consider your life, you realize that, this man, he may not even know me, but his messages has blessed me. Yeah. I'm grateful to God for his life. Buy a house. Don't say I have a house. I have a house. Buy a house. Does it concern you what I have? You cry, I want more than what I have. Someone bought his pastor boxer shorts. Four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, as though he doesn't have boxer shorts. If you are buying boxer shorts, buy a whole whatever. A whole truck full. What is 1, 2, 3, 4 boxer shorts? On his birthday, that was what he got. Boxer shorts. Yeah. 3 in 1. Ah! What is that? Where is for 1 week? 1 night, 1 boxer. 4 months, what? 1 boxer. No. Anna is value. Like, you value the person. You lavish on the person. That's what it means. You lavish on the person. You get it? By the way, if you want to honor God, how do you honor God? If you want to buy God shoes, where will you find him? Where will you find God to buy him shoes? Which size does God wear? 46 or 56? You can't buy shoes for God. You can buy shoes for his servants. Yes. If you want to buy shoes for God, buy shoes for his servant. You want to buy God a house, buy a house for his servant. You want to buy God a car, buy his servant a car. That's how it works, because God works through his servants. That's how God works. Give honor unto whom honor is due. If I be a father, where is my honor? If I be a father, where is my honor? The way we fight for you to be comfortable. I was with a pastor somewhere, and I was preaching about honor in his church. And as I was preaching, I said that, listen, maybe you think that what I'm saying is not whatever. God is showing me right now that there's someone who is going to be sick. You'll be on a hospital bed very soon. And it is the hand of your pastor on you that will bring you healing. Nobody else. They thought I was joking. That same night,
That same night, someone was rushed to the hospital. And the following day, I was there with this pastor that I was preaching for, beside this person's bed. And it's his pastor's hand that brought him healing. It's a miracle, even. Like, it doesn't make sense how someone can have a sickness like that and not die and be around and have everything fine. Yeah, it's a miracle. We may not know. The one you honor, the power works. When you honor the person, power. His, the power of God in his life works in your life. Okay? There are people who buy me shoes, buy me shirts, buy me whatever. Buy plenty of things. I believe God has blessed them. When I can be joking, it will just work in their lives. There are testimonies. Like if I give microphone, you'll be surprised. Yeah. Where is my honor? Where is your cup of water? Ask your neighbor, where is your cup of water? You have been blessed throughout the year. Tell your neighbor, you have been blessed throughout the year. When the year was beginning, you didn't know God in any way. Now you know God. This is also something we do. Okay? Rise up upon your feet and thank God for what He has shared with you. Give honor unto whom honor is due. Thank God in a minute. Father, we are grateful. Tell God to help you honor. Receive grace to honor those that God says we should honor. Give honor unto whom honor is due. Manda hashana manda. Can you open your mouth and pray? Open your mouth and pray. Oh, Lord, help me honor. Help me honor my pastors. Help me honor those that honor is due. Receive grace to honor. Receive grace to honor. Receive grace to think right, to behave right, to do the right things, to honor the one unto whom honor is due. Mendo hosha apala dabaya. Mande gele baro dabaya. Mando hoshe gede beleba. Mando loba perege de besotana mando. Nonda hashana mande hekala baradaya. Laga medeleba shondene mene rendo huzana mande logara mande hekasatana mande mandolo barabaya. Help me honor by thinking right. Help me honor by loving in the name of the Lord. Help me honor all the different groups I must honor in the name of Jesus. Mando hoshala baraga tegene mendo usandana mande lero damande nebe. Oh yes, Father, we are grateful. Father, we are thankful, even in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
God bless you for listening. We pray that the Word of God will be rooted and grounded in your heart as you give attention to the Word. Kindly follow Pastor T and Love Economy Church on all social networks for more of God's Word. Don't forget to subscribe to the Pastor T podcast. Simply search for Pastor T on any podcast app, plug in, and enjoy God's Word. Visit our website at loveeconomychurch.org for more information. God bless.